Good morning, my dear sisters and brothers. Starting tomorrow, I am away for my 1 month vacation. But I can't go home this time because of pandemic. So I need your prayers. Please pray for me. And see you next month. I will miss you all. The Christian celebration of All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day stems from a belief that there is a powerful spiritual bond between those in heaven. This time, the celebration of All Souls' Day, it's business. There are three important things to know for our celebration of All Souls' Day. First, the Church Triumphant. What is the Church Triumphant? It means the members of the Church who have died and are regarded as enjoying eternal happiness through union with God. So all the saints in heaven, we call them church triumphant. The second, the church militant. What is the meaning of the church militant? The Christian church on earth regarded as engaged in a constant warfare against its enemies. The powers of evil distinguished from church triumphant. So that's church militant. The third one, the church suffering. It means all the poor souls in purgatory. So first, the church triumphant. Second, church militant. And the last one, the church suffering. In our gospel reading today, we heard about the Sermon on the Mount, which Jesus' proclamation of the Beatitudes. Beatitudes from blessed or happy designates the condition of individuals or groups who are righteous and enjoy God's favor. The Sermon on the Mount is the official teaching of Jesus. It is the summary of the teaching which Jesus gave to his disciples. It is exactly the opposite of the worldly reality today. According to Jesus, blessed are you who are poor, hungry, you are now weeping. When people hate you, when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your will as evil on the account of the Son of Man. Today, you are blessed when you are rich. You have power, authority, and wealth. According to William Barclay, and I quote, "The Sermon on the Mount is not one single sermon which Jesus preached on one definite situation. It is the summary on his consistent teaching to his disciples. It has been suggested that after Jesus definitely chose the 12, he may have taken them away into a quiet place for a week or even a longer period of time, and that during that space, he taught them all the time. And the Sermon on the Mount is that distillation of that teaching. Last Sunday, we preached about the five pillars of stewardship: prayer, hospitality, evangelization, service, and formation. This Sunday, we will preach about stewardship and the saints. We have many saints in the kingdom of heaven, but allow me to reflect the life of Saint Matthew, the chief tax collector, in connection with our theme this Sunday. Jesus was traveling on the Mediterranean Damascus road when he came upon Matthew, who was stationed there to collect taxes. Matthew's gaze met the Lord's, and Jesus spoke to him, uttering only two words, "Follow me." After that, he gave up three important things. First, physical security. Before the conversion of Saint Matthew, he was protected by the Roman government, the untouchable and powerful man in the planet. After the call of Jesus, Saint Matthew, no longer protected by Roman soldiers and Roman government, Saint Matthew was no longer safe. Someone will retaliate for his tax collecting abuse. First, he gave up his physical security. Second, he gave up his financial security. Being a chief tax collector during the time of Christ, Saint Matthew was financially stable, but he gave up his financial security. Second, a third, he gave up his future security. No more future security for Saint Matthew. He gives up everything to follow Jesus. Three things: physical security, financial security, and future security. For me, that's perfect example of stewardship. According to our Bishop John, and I quote, "Stewardship is the grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and shares these gifts in love of God and neighbor." God owns everything. We need to share our blessings to God and neighbor. Be generous like God. Thanks for listening.